The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
That's right. Turkey sausage.
Let's kick it.
Let's kick it.
Turkey sausage!
That should be the open. Turkey sausage, let's kick it. That's how you should start every game. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, how are you? It is Thursday, or as we all call it, the day we're trying to get through before tomorrow, which matters.
I do bite my nails, which is a bad habit, but I would bite them more.
My son bites his nails, too. I mean, the good news is his nails are never, ever long.
Yeah.
I carry a nail clipper with me, because my teeth are jacked up and I can't bite my nails. I mean, I can gnaw on them or lightly, I guess... whatever them, but also because my, and this passed on to my children, this is one of my genetics that didn't, I have this disease, if you will, with my fingernails. Like, you see my fingernails are all, they're very short. I mean, they're as short as they can be, right? You're looking at them weird. Why?
No, I was just actually, I think I have the tiniest nails because how they are, like, I bite them, but like, if they grew from there, it would be the... Not the what's the
cuticle, right?
Is the cuticle down at the base or the top?
The cuticle was the whole thingy. No, maybe you're right.
Like, but you know little, how like if you grew yours a little bit longer, probably from where they are, they'd start to get probably like a different coat at the top, like a different color.
Yeah.
But mine would be from here, and it looks weird because I've a couple times I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna bite them,
right?
And then I go like you know 6 weeks, strange. I'm like, it just looks weird to me. I just have tiny nails.
Weirdo. Party of one.
I know with... wait, real quick. Let me pause for a second. I totally forgot. That reminded me. Hey, Chris. Sorry, buddy. I was thinking about you. I watched it.
I'm sure you were.
I did. I watched it.
MacGruber?
Just a quick aside. Give me 60 seconds with Chris here because no one else is going to care about any of this. Why'd they pull Holland? Just he was tired?
No, they were just sitting back, so the idea of going with a false nine was...
Could have used him.
For penalties?
Yeah. Okay.
Soccer guy.
Yeah. Man City crashed out yesterday of the Champions League. That
relegated?
Relegated to not being in the Champions League for the rest of the year. That was just such... When you watch championship-level soccer like I do... a ton, and then you switch to something like that, it's like, oh my god. And Manchester City is like, watching them play is like watching it's like watching surgery. They just, it's like pass, oh my god, he kicked it across the field, but it was a perfect pass. Mm-hmm. pass, and they're just looking for openings. That was the weirdest game, dude, because I'm watching it. And it's like Man City controls the ball. Pass, shot, pass, corner, pass. And I think it took to like the second round of extra time before the other team even got their first corner kick. I think that's right. But then like the other team, when they get the ball, it was like watching warp speed.
Yeah.
And they were crazy countering. But, like, I thought Man City, at least ball-wise, dominated the whole thing. And then they went into penalty kicks.
Goal.
Started out great. Man City made theirs and then saved the first one. But then, didn't work out. Did you have thoughts?
I did.
Yeah?
But they weren't good thoughts.
No, I don't want to share them.
They weren't good out loud thoughts?
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Some people heard my... inside thoughts.
There's your thoughts.
I heard turkey sausage.
Were you screaming turkey sausage at Man City?
I was not screaming turkey sausage.
No, you weren't. Well, I was just thinking about you yesterday.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. I just was getting over that this morning.
Hey, I mean,
thanks for just like scratching at the scar.
I know this won't help. Again, this is the I lost an arm, I lost two legs thing. But you could be me waking up Saturday watching two championship clubs go at it, knowing you pretty much of the three remaining games with 9 points possible, you need six. Or you have to go to a whole different league next year and play them for a year, and hopefully you get to come back up to where you are right now. Yeah, at least, I mean, you know, champagne problems, right? You got to think that way. This is a great comparison to Kings fans.
I mean, as long as we're giving positives to negatives,
yes.
If they do go down, there's a good chance that they'll be on the Wrexham show on FX next season.
Yes, very good chance, because Wrexham is in the they're two leagues below Huddersfield Town, and Wrexham would move up, and Huddersfield Town would move down, and then Yes, we'll get a picture with Ryan Reynolds. That would be I would gladly avoid that. Anyway, I mean, Man City was like fairly irrelevant for most of my life growing up. They were like that other Manchester team, and now they basically win everything.
Now they're a man.
When I found about them, I said, "There's another team in Manchester, huh?"
Right, right. And if I'm correct, I believe you have a tattoo on your wrist of the time that they scored their goal that allowed them to win the Premier League title, correct?
Yes. Okay. I also have one on my chest.
Yes. So that's how hardcore that is.
I was also on the news that day.
And yeah. Now we're at a point where you're coming off what they call a treble, where you win the FA Cup, the Champions League, and the Premier League. And you just crashed out of the quarterfinals, I believe, of the Champions League. You're very much, you just got handed a big wrapped gift of the Premier League title race, probably, with the two other teams that were right there with them both losing at home. And you're very upset about yesterday's match, which is okay. It's your right to do that, but also it is kind of an interesting perspective.
Here's the thing, because then this is definitely the younger generation that you see on social media, is that it's Warriors fans yesterday, like, blow it all up.
Yes.
What are they doing? Yes. It's just like, guys, what are you talking about?
That's exactly right. All right.
See, I feel like I have things in perspective. I'm bummed out, but it's just not like, oh my God, why did we deserve this? Blah, 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 blah. Like,
yes. Well, that's because you're not English.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a big difference. All right. Where were we, Jason? We were talking about fingernails. And you were saying the cuticle thingy.
Yeah.
I have this. Oh, I left out. I think I left it. I have a weird disease.
Okay.
Gross.
You wouldn't think this, but I'm a very hygienic person, especially when it comes to my hands and my fingernails. Why am I rocking back and forth like Scott Marsh? That's weird. I just noticed that. It's kind of relaxing. If my fingernails grow, like, I don't even know what the measurement would be. I think it's even less than a millimeter off of where you clip them down. Dude, it's like pig pen. It's like they magnet dirt from everywhere. And there is nothing any more disgusting than having fingernails that are that like greenish tint with dirt in them.
Yeah.
Freaks me out. So I always carry clippers with me just in case.
You do. And you clip over there sometimes.
I do. And I clip. And I'm very careful with the nails.
You're clip conscious.
I'm very clip.
This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah. I've done this.
I remember this.
Yes. I used to do this on the night show.
It's a little weird when you do your toes, but I've become comfortable.
You ever clip all your toenails and put them in a pile and then just chew on them for a while? Is that weird? Just kidding.
Yesterday.
Gross. Gross.
So I don't know. I don't know what the solution to that is, but I think I see some people that they have their nails grown out to where like the white part of the nail, whatever that's called. We don't know the anatomy.
Yes.
And it's like they look great. It's like the clear part of the nail, and then it's white.
Right, that's what I was saying before. That's whatever that's called is where mine would grow from here, so I think that would look weird.
That might be. You should try it.
Okay.
This summer. Just take a look and see what it looks like.
Because your nails already, your fingernails are already to the end of your fingers
right
now. Yes,
yours are like, I don't know
way shorter. They're a little, they're little baby nails.
Then you don't clip them, you bite them?
Pretty much. Sometimes I clip them, but probably more. But if I grew from here, it would be the white part already, and it would just, that would be weird.
Yeah, I don't. How do you get the clipper all the way down?
Yeah,
wow. Wow. I mean,
baby nails.
Pillow tree baby nails.
Set the screen, please.
When Lenny Dykstra had a kid, that's what they called him. Baby nails.
That's a nice pull.
That's a good pull. Anyways, I don't know if that's a thing or not, I guess, but
figure it out.
I think fingernail hygiene. I love that we can talk about everything on this dumb show. I think fingernail hygiene is one of the more important hygiene things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, you don't want to see somebody there. Now, look, there's people that have jobs and stuff. It's like, you're going to have dirty fingernails no matter. Like, I went and got my tire changed at a local tire changery the other day.
That's what they're called.
You guys would recognize this play. And they always wear like these, their uniform is like this white button-up shirt, little red lettering. And like the guy who was working the register, I think they rotate. Like you go, no pun intended, you go out and you're the tire changer the one day. And then the next day, hey, I'm on cashier day. I get to relax. And I'm looking at the guy who's perfectly, you could tell, showered, nice, upkept, nice white shirt. Everything's great. But then when he went to like, go do the cashiery stuff, like his hands were just black, smeared, oily, you know. And this was a very clean person, you could tell, but that's permanent, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not permanent, but like I think he would have to lose that layer of skin
right
through time to get rid of it.
The kind of thing where if he's like, here, take a complimentary donut, and he handed it to you with his hands.
Yes. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need a donut with
donuts,
lube.
Yeah,
or whatever. WD donut. From the 209, do you guys ever talk sports? No.
What are sports?
I know we're going to talk about javelin later. Oh. I am huge. Team javelin.
I thought it was javelin.
When you're tired of sports.
Javelin? Javelin.
Javelin.
Javelin. Javelina.
How much better would javelin be if it was team? Like 5-on-5, but instead of...
Catch?
Right. Like instead of... Instead of how far you could throw it, everyone, it's like Dodge Javelin.
Mm. Isn't that a car?
Dodge
Javelin.
You just, I mean, you pretty much, I guess maybe they did that in Gladiator days.
Probably.
But I think those were spears.
Yeah.
I think people died. Hey, is that where the javelin came from? The spear? That's right, right? That makes sense.
Has to be.
That would be a tough way to go, like a long distance javelin. I mean, close up, at least there's probably some warning, but like you're not paying attention.
Oh, 100%.
You know,
back in Greece.
Yeah.
Where you
rifle arm Ricky could just.
Oh, Josh Allen, Kalakis or whatever. He's a Greek one.
Throwing the javelin was incorporated into the Olympic Games in 708 BC as part of the pentathlon.
I covered that.
So you had the Olympics of 708, and then to follow that, you had the Summer Olympics of 704, I assume.
Yes.
And then 700. Do you think at any point the competitors were like, why are we counting down? What is happening? I was 26, and now I'm 22.
What happens at zero?
What's going on? What are we coming towards?
Yeah.
Well, if you're 24 and 708, at some point you're negative 15.
And did they even know what time is anyway? Does anybody really know
what time it is? Did they call it the year six in six? And if somebody said, what year is it? It's six. Well, how old are you? I'm 22.
I have a feeling they didn't count down. They counted up.
You think it was just...
Bringing in the new year.
We're forgetting everything before.
Seven, eight, wait, where do we end?
That's like the old, I forget whose bit it was, but I want to give him credit. Where he's like, well, you know, if you look at the battles of religions through the years, there's one argument for the Christians. What year is it? What happened 2024 years ago? Anything?
Yeah.
Anything happened? We are all as a group counting forward from what? Well, what about the Chinese? What about Chinese New Year?
Oh.
Well, next time you do your taxes and it has the year, put monkey and see what the IRS does. Who did? Oh.
Just missed that opportunity.
I just remembered who did it.
Who? Oh. We don't want to. Different time? Would they like to count back?
They would.
Yeah.
They'd like to count back and
Initials?
That would be the yes.
Okay, got yeah. it.
Yes.
I think we all have it.
I think we all have it. We'll take a break. You guys ever talk sports?
No.
When we come back, we'll lead it off. Kings, Pelicans tomorrow night.
Fingernails. Javelin.
Counting backwards.
And turkey sausage.
And a big shoe deal for Caitlin Clark coming up. We have an estimate as to what that'll be. Plus, also, we need to get in this conversation. There's nothing people want to hear more than two older white men talk about gender inequality and possible racial issues when it comes to marketing and all that. So I think we should dive into that.
Older? I count backwards.
I was talking about me. We're coming back, leading off this next.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Well, this was a game that was critical for both teams coming into this one. And it was the Pelicans who came in and continued to do what they've done all season long against the Sacramento Kings. They spank them. 135-123, 12-point separation. That's your final score. And the Pelicans get their 48th win. The Kings are now 45-35 with two games to go, including the Phoenix Suns in this building tomorrow night.
That went too.
You can't win six in a row over an NBA team.
Never happened before.
It's never happened ever. One team lost. You've never. No one's ever swept somebody six straight in a series,
except for that time.
One time. Yeah. Hey. Here's something. Kings Pelicans. That's 6:30
Pacific
Friday. Hey, Jason, you wanna meet up for a gumbo after the game?
Yeah, you wanna go?
This just happened to happen. You and I will both be there.
Correct.
This is getaway day for you.
I'm leaving now.
You're
getting
on the way.
Away.
Yes. You are.
Not here.
Are you already packed?
Yes. I need to be.
So you're flying out today. You'll be doing the show live on location.
Correct.
From New Orleans tomorrow. And then after tomorrow's show, I will join you out there, and we will hopefully watch.
You have a fast car.
I'm driving very fast. Actually, here's a fun story that we'll just get through here real quick. I like to title this story, Dave's Just Stupid. So last night.
Chapter
47. So last night after you and I hang up, actually I'll do this in third person. Dave calls our boss to inform him. That Dave,
this boss, that boss,
our immediate boss.
Okay.
Jose.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dave calls our boss, our program director, and to inform him that he'll be at the New Orleans game, at the Kings game on Friday, and that there's a slight chance that he might have to leave a few minutes early on Friday in order to make the flight.
Right.
Maybe not. I'll find out today. Yeah. Might have to leave 15 and a half hour, whatever. And if he had an issue at all, I was going to call Styles and Watkins and say, hey, if this happened, any chance you guys could come in early? And because I said, Jason will be in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And he paused and he goes, well, I don't have any issue with that. But you said Jason's doing the show Friday, right? And I go, yeah, he's doing the show. He goes, why would you need to call Styles and Watkins if Jason and Chris are doing the show? Wouldn't they just do the show and you could leave early? And I paused and I thought about it. I went, I don't know why I did not think that. I don't know why I called you to ask you this. Yes, they will both be here, and I don't need to call Styles and Watkins. So I apologized and hung up the phone. There was literally no reason for me to call it. It did not occur to me at all that since you were doing the show,
yeah,
it would just be fine for you to finish the last part of the show if necessary.
Right.
I thought up this whole plan. That's why I will not be the captain of our javelin team.
Just a participant.
Just a participant. I'll be a grunt. Kings Pelicans tomorrow, 6:30.
Let's go.
And we will have Jason. You'll be actually working in broadcasting, mm-hmm, and doing stuff. And look, win or lose, whatever. We'll talk about that later. But as far as I know, and I will take a quick look at this, yesterday the line opened at the Kings favorite in. Did I hear this right,
too? And that was pre-official Zion news.
Pre-official. That, yeah. And again, that's why we look at the lines, because here we go. As of this morning, Sacramento is favored by 1.5. It has not moved.
Okay.
So that is why we look at these lines, is often somebody knew Zion was going to be out, or at least guessed it, and that's why there's been no movement since the announcement, which was towards the end of our program yesterday. So we'll talk about Brandon Ingram, if there's something wrong with him. Did I hear right? Have the Kings been favored in every game against New Orleans this year? Somebody told me they were favored in all five.
I did not know that, if that's the case.
I did not know that either, which means they would have had to have been favored in three of the road games, which mm-hmm. makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, there's some weird quirks going on. Obviously, the Kings, the one time they played the Pelicans this year without Zion, lost by 33.
Mm-hmm.
Pelicans right now, Dave, I don't know if we feel good about this or bad about this. They've lost six in a row at home.
So you've got the Kings that have lost five in a row to the Pelicans. You got the Pelicans that have lost six in a row at home. One of those things is going to stop on Friday.
Yeah.
Personally.
Do you have a one you'd like to see happen?
I have a preference.
Oh, that's weird.
And coming up at 6:30, I'll tell you which preference I have. Cut number Jeez. Two. Wait, what?
Cut number two.
It fires a three. Won't go. Rebound Highsmith. Fakes. Brings it back out. Hero fakes. His three-pointer. It's up. It's good. One-point game with 0.3 seconds remaining. Ball knocked loose. And that'll do it. The Heat arguing that there should be time on the clock. The Heat players talking. Tony Brothers says, no, the game is over, and the Sixers survive.
Let's come back.
It was a great, yeah, it was, because it sure looked like this was going to be another Miami Heat-y thing.
Yeah, and it could be a Philly-Boston opening round.
Could have been.
Maybe.
But that was a Knicks-Sixers opening. I like that.
Yeah?
I like that.
And if we get Boston-Miami, I mean, I guess Chicago can win. And
that's just a fun little thingy-dingy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Knicks-Sixers, Eastern Conference, 1994. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know? Also, not great news for the Heat. Not only do they lose, and they will now host the Bulls in the early game of Friday. That will be at 4 p.m. But it looks like Jimmy Butler will be out multiple weeks, which probably means Jimmy Butler will be out multiple months, because tough to imagine them winning without him, although unless they're visiting Sacramento earlier in the season.
Exactly.
He played the last three quarters of the game last night after suffering in the first what is now feared to be a significant MCL injury. Mm. So, barring something incredibly miraculous, Jimmy Butler's season is over in Miami. More on that later. Quick, cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
They did it. Wasn't sure.
I was a little shocked.
Yeah.
So there's this thing going on now, which actually is kind of a good thing, because now that the WNBA and women's basketball is getting mainstream, of course, it's not always going to be great conversations. There's going to be some of the same issues and problems and backbiting and all that stuff that happens in the, you know, the mainstream men's sports. Now it's spreading. And now you're seeing people, you know, well, why is Caitlin Clark on SNL? Why is Caitlin Clark getting a giant shoe deal, which I think the numbers will be announced. Like, why is this going on? But, like, why wasn't the South Carolina team on SNL? And why isn't Asia Wilson, who's the two-time MVP finalist, why isn't she, you know? These are all very legitimate questions, incredibly legitimate questions. And I think that there's nothing better than to just jump into a very highly charged topic and offer opinions on sports radio. So I think we'll do that around 7:43 and just have a, you know, conversation, because I do think there are some things out there that we need to include in that conversation. And I think it's a lot deeper, Jason, than she gets more ratings and is more visible, so none of the other stuff matters, and that's why. I think that's a huge part of it, but I see a lot of people saying, well, she's more marketable. Maybe, but also, what's being done in that market. For right. You know, there's a lot. There's it's a good conversation to have. We'll do that when we come back, though. The Kings will face the Pelicans. Zion is out. Let's get into it, and we'll get into it next.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Well, if Jimmy Butler played three quarters, why can't Malik Monk play on Friday? Well, because...
Is he?
Oh, don't start that. Although...
This just in.
Look...
Did you see him leap off the bench on all those threes that Keegan was making? He looked like he could go, Dave.
Let me tell you something, man. This is why it ticks me off when somebody's like, that's a jinx. I'm like, you have no idea how much in the world of jinx I live. I live in the world of jinx so much that I believe that you can think a jinx without saying it. So here's what happened to me at one point yesterday afternoon. Wow. And this is just for example purposes. I'm not putting it out there. I found myself by myself playing Royal Match on my phone, passing some time. And right when I passed one of the Royal Match levels, I went, I don't know why this triggered me, but I was like, hey, I wonder if we did beat the Pelicans Friday, what are the chances of Malik being back? Like, is it even in the realm of possibility that he would play, whether the entire Thunder series or he could be back by game four? Like, how close are we? And then I'm in the middle of, like, thinking about it, and all of a sudden I'm like, well, I should make a call. And then this is all a conversation in my head. I admonished myself for having these thoughts and shut up and stop thinking about it because you're going to jinx something. And then they're going to lose for us. So stop with that conversation. So I don't know what to do with that because on one hand, we should do our jobs and find out. On the other hand, I guess I would like to trust that our local media, the people that are there every day yeah. asking questions, they'll ask it, and then if we lose, we can blame them for jinxing it.
Yeah. Well, just some of the facts behind it too, right? I mean, generally, Mike Brown likes to see a player at practice first.
Yeah.
Which has not happened yet.
Well, Mike Brown's got to relax. It's the playoffs.
And number two, the initial evaluation, let's remember, mm-hmm. as a press release, doesn't mean it can't change, was 4 to 6 weeks reevaluation.
I don't like that.
Tomorrow marks 3 weeks. So
gross.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I say we move it to 3 to 4 weeks.
But you know what? I would like to see him play as a King again. So I would suggest that they win tomorrow.
Oh,
and then I think there's a chance.
Oh my goodness! So you just called your shot that he is not coming back?
No, just said I'd like to see, just so I know for sure.
I would too. I would like to see Malik Monk play as a King again and cap off the year by winning a title. And then let's see.
And the sixth man. No, and get slided for sixth man just so he can be mad.
Yeah, because wouldn't. And we're going to have Sam Amick on later today. Yeah. And I think we should. He votes and everything. Yeah. We'll run through his awards.
Yes. He'll make him be very vulnerable.
Yeah, very, very. Yeah, if he goes. Now, we asked him a couple weeks ago. He said he's not falling for the Naz Reid banana in the tailpipe situation. So I hope he's not. But I got to tell you. Naz Reid's now the favorite to win sixth man, and it feels like he's going to. It feels like, based on some early returns that have been leaked out, he's going to, and that's stupid.
Ask me if I voted for him.
Did you vote for Naz Reid?
Naz.
I, like, legitimately was like, as I was asking you, like, I didn't know you had a vote. You
do I? Naz.
Naz. The guy started in his last 12 games.
Exactly.
I don't have anything against Naz Reid.
I know. I wanted him to be King.
Same. But, like, come on, man.
Not your time.
Not your time, Naz. Naz.
Naz? Naz.
Naz. Naz. That's multiple people saying nah.
Yeah.
Oh, there were a lot of nahs over there.
Yeah.
Yays and nahs. Zion Williamson's officially out. So no Zion. Great news. Wait. The Pelicans beat the Kings at Golden 1 Center by, I think, 84 points was Zion out.
The final total was 33, but I think they were down 50.
Yeah. Well,
gross.
Yeah, if that happens,
try to do it again. I like ends.
Or don't.
Oh, okay.
Or just.
Yeah, do you really want to win?
No.
I don't.
I don't think they should. I don't think they should.
They could tank.
You already.
Tank for Wembanyama.
You already had 5 wins.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
You already had your 5 wins.
Right. That's enough.
That is enough.
Some would say it's more than enough.
Yeah.
There's a very famous restaurant in New Orleans called Commander's Palace. Mm-hmm. They sell 25-cent martinis. Mm. At the bottom of the menu, it says, limit 3. Why? Because 3's enough.
Yeah.
They got 5.
Right. And we don't need to get to 8 is enough.
No, just we 5. Don't. Which 8 is enough?
Sacramento-based. There you go. We figured it out.
Heard a leak, by the way, too, for the Jersey people that, I don't mean New Jersey, but what the Kings wear. They will be wearing the white ones again, and it will be red Pelican jerseys and the white statement jerseys, whatever the hell they call them.
Are they going to make a statement?
I will tell you, they will. What?
Are any of our Kings, I'm looking at our.
No.
Show off the jersey. No. Anybody?
No, we got black, blue, black and purple.
So like that jersey, the Fox one over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The can you even see that? No. Hold on.
Okay. This one? The one that Dave's taking? Oh, boy. Will you successfully get it back on the wall is the question.
Know.
Okay.
All right. So here is.
By the way, how long is the dog bed going to be here?
Oh, I need to take the dog. I left the dog bed home. Or I left the dog bed here. I need to take it home. Okay. So this is the jersey they're going to wear.
Does it feel like a winner? Don't tickle. De'Aaron's ticklish.
it does.
Okay, good.
At least from feeling the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little low.
Yeah, a little handsy.
So, yes, this is the jersey they'll be wearing. Does this look like a winning jersey in New Orleans? I hope it does.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope they don't lose. Gross.
And they're going the red, that whatever red. Reddish color they have. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Now we know. Now we know what colors to wear. So when you're packing for your trip, Dave, you know to wear your statement. Oh, my gosh. There's no chance you successfully get this jersey back on the wall. Do you?
Yeah. No, maybe.
Yeah, there's no chance. Chris, how long do you think this will take? Till the 8 a.m.
At least a couple of breaks.
Sam's coming on at 8, Dave. Just so you know, that is terrible.
Oh, my God.
Crooked. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
No, you don't.
Great pit.
Yeah. I already regret. Would you have been better off opening the case and taking the jersey out? Or?
Yes. I got it.
You got it? Who does the handiwork around the house?
Not me.
Avery? Oh, my goodness. No, you don't. That is terrible. Wow. That's a jinx.
No.
Yep. That's how I thought it would go. Okay. Well, is that, like, do we have to get that? We have to get that back up properly, don't we? Or does it matter?
Jinx, Commander.
This is a question for you. I have no idea the answer.
That's a great question, because I just took the Fox jersey off the wall in the studio that they will be wearing in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, on one hand, you could argue that might be a good thing.
I don't know the rules.
We're putting it in a place of honor.
Yeah.
On the other hand, oh my God, did we just jinx them?
Well, I don't think you did. I just think we still have time to fix it.
Yeah, we do.
Does it need to stay down or does it go up back up?
I that's the question. I mean, if it does stay down, we should put it somewhere cool. Like, this is the jersey of the night. Mm. Also, where is engineering? How are they not here to put
They're
it back up?
They're not here now.
Right. We can't even get them to change the input on one of our TVs.
Engineering, why aren't you here at 6:40?
Come on, engineering. Quit playing solitaire. We'll take a break when we come back. One more question. We got a lot more on the Kings Pelicans, including if a team gets I even wrote it down this way. If a team gets dog walked 5 straight, how do you win the 6th? Because were they dog walked or boat raced?
Bat flapped.
All of the above.
That's right.
They were turkey sausaged.
How do we throw the sausage back? What? Safer Out coming up next. Back to baseball, including don't break up those A's. Well, don't.
Wait, that is happening.
Actually, stop. Do not break up the A's. And more coming up next.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Safe or out time. Again, still coming up later in the show. We will hear from Kelly Brothers, Sports Business.
Good at business.
Yeah, he's coming up in about 45 minutes. Sam Amick at 8 o'clock from The Athletic. Lots to discuss with Sam. Sam was at the Kings-Warriors game the other day, but the Jimmy Butler news, Zion Williamson news, the play-in, playoffs, all of that coming up with Sam at 8 o'clock. But it is that time, each and every day, right now. Yeah, did it. Did it. I say we. Chris did it, basically.
Oh, and well, you should have told me I was downstairs looking for engineers.
Oh, okay. How'd that go?
They're not here yet.
Okay.
Safer out. Question one.
Safer out. The A's have won 6 of 10 and are 2.5 games ahead of the Astros.
Hey, just found out. Departure tomorrow at 10:15. I got to miss Friday Funny Games. Mm. And you're already doing it. It's going to be a New Orleans version. I guess I could call in.
We're taste testing.
Would I have believed it possible?
Would you have believed that possible in spring training?
Yeah. I certainly wouldn't have believed it likely. Like, if you'd have said to me,
2.5 games ahead of the 7-time American League Championship Series team, Houston Astros?
Like, will the A's at any point be ahead of the Astros? I think if a safer out question in spring training would be, the Astros have won 7 straight, you know, whatever thingy-dingies. Will the A's at any point after, let's say, game 2,
right,
be ahead of the Astros? And I would have said, yeah, I think I would have said, out. That's out. Are you kidding me? Look, nobody's talking about the A's being, you know, World Series contenders here, but they've won 6 of 10. They beat the Cardinals 6-3 yesterday. Paul Blackburn is just 2-0 with a .08 ERA so far this season. And lo and behold, I want to say, let me bring it up. I think they're 2.5. Is that right? They're 2 back of the Texas Rangers. And their record, my birthday, 8-11.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, how about that? They've won 6 of 10. I love the story.
Yes.
Give me an out, and I'll eat the crow for that. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone on that. A lot of people thought this was going to be an awful year for the A's, and it still could end up being that. But look, the longer you start to play well and believe in yourself, and this is good. I love the fact that they're doing this, and I hope they continue. That would be a really, really good story.
Safer out, number 2.
Safer out. The Giants come home having split 6 in Florida. Safer out. The road trip was successful.
I think so. You know, look, the Marlins aren't great, but the Tampa Bay Rays are. Yeah. I mean, they're just.
And the Marlins did make the playoffs last year. They're not great this year, but they made it last year.
You're right. You're 100% correct. I think a road trip split is just fun, especially considering they're 5-8 on the road. Small sample size, but kind of interesting. You know, the Giants have 13 road games. They have just 6 home games right now. That's a pretty big disparity, especially when you consider they started out, I think, 2 series, one at Padres and Dodgers on the road. So the Giants, 8-11, same as the A's. I will say safe. That was a successful, not overwhelming, but a successful road trip.
Yeah, safe as well. Come home and then start getting some wins. Get this going. Get it going in the right direction. Get that pitching going. Get them hit. I mean, they just haven't really. I don't feel like they've played well yet, which is. Yeah. And they're not buried by any means as far as the overall big picture in the National League. But, safe. 3-3 is just fine.
Yeah, check on this. I've got a couple of them out there. But I got 100 bones with Old Polonese that the Giants. I'm saying the Giants will miss the wild card.
That's right.
Yeah, so they're 3 back. Got to check on that.
I wonder what you'll secretly be rooting for come August and September.
I'm out on the Giants anyways, but I don't care.
Yeah, only 140 games left. You really got to. Keep an eye on it.
I've seen enough. Yes, you're right. I've seen enough. They're missing the wild card. You don't want to owe Old and Polonese money.
No.
Never know what will happen.
Owen Polonese.
Number 3. Safer out, please.
The Nationals blank the Dodgers, who are now 12-9. Safer out. LA is underperforming expectations.
Look, again, we're 21 games into the season. I think the Dodgers will be just fine. But yeah, I think 12-9 is, I think 12-9 is the reverse expectation failure of the A's being 8-11. I think the A's are overachieving at a rate equal to the Dodgers underachieving. Now, in both cases, the A's will almost certainly be a last place team in their division, and the Dodgers will almost certainly win the NL West and go on to do whatever. But as much as I wouldn't have expected the A's to be 8-11 after 19, I wouldn't have expected the Dodgers to be just 12-9 after 21. So, yeah, I will say safe. They are underperforming expectations.
Look, they all can't beat the New York Yankees, Dave.
Wow.
Oh, wait, this is a Dodger question.
It is.
Yeah, I would say they've, at this point, but again, this could all be a failed exercise now and go, look at the Dodgers running away with it. So I think people think they will. There's still plenty of time for them to do that. But at this point, 12-9, yeah, I would say that's safe. They've underperformed.
And it's always nice when you're the Yankees and you just go, oh, let's add Alex Verdugo.
Who's not hitting yet.
Juan Soto, Marcus Stroman.
Yeah.
Let's just add that to the... How's your boy All Rise doing? I haven't heard much
of well.
Him. Not well.
No? No, he's under 200. Big hit yesterday, though. Ninth inning, knocked in two.
Beat the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Hey, you want to be the voice of the Yankees? You heard John Sterling retired? On the spot.
Yeah, that worried me when I saw that.
I thought, oh, he's going to finish. Wait, he's done? Done.
Done. Like, as of that game was done. So it makes you wonder two things. Either, well, a number of things. But the main two I'm wondering is, A, is it, you know, you hope it's not something health-related. Yeah,
which he said it wasn't. Okay. Makes it, you still.
And then you got to wonder, maybe he had a call. He'd been thinking about it, and he went in and started the season. And maybe he had a call and he just missed a bunch of stuff or whatever. Something must have triggered in his head where he said, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't have what I had.
He meant to announce that he was going to keep going, but he was accidentally already out.
He was already, yeah, exactly. That's a deep cut, dude. For 13.
That was the best thing about him retiring is get to see all of his best ofs.
What was it? The 96 title call, I think, they say was maybe one of his, if not his best.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know.
My favorite is, and it is gone. What is happening? He's on first base. What did
I actually surprised that doesn't happen more often, too, by the way. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's look at the other basketball. Sixers, Heat, Bulls, Hawks. And was it just me or was the Eastern Conference play-ins dumb? It's just boring. Maybe I'm biased. We'll talk about it next.